You don't talk to young friends. And if I would have year answered my friend, what would the king do? He would chop off your head with their sword. So the chassid answered that the tsar, we've just been standing in front of a king of this world. Shahayim Khan, the king is only alive today for his lifetime. Umacha the Kevin, the coming time is gonna die. And still you wouldn't answer somebody else, Abizayani, that I should not stop to answer you, but I should rather continue davening. Is Miyad Nispayash Radu, he's Nifayas the person I sar. The niftu is the chosla base lashon, the chosla went home the shalom. So Psham the mice, I don't know to if it's Allah or not, because Khur is a student of the Gemara. The Gemara before just was a mice not like that. If you have a Melech Akum, it's as far as the Foshes, you are supposed to be nasty. So Khur, what this mice Khur is a mice solicitor here. But the time was a time you have to do that. You don't have to put yourself in Melech Nefesh.
Maybe
it was
like
the Melech Nefesh.
If you think
that
you know the
fact that
he was a reasonable guy, you could take a chance.
Maybe. If you know, but the Khuri, he didn't know the guy before though. He mamish, the guy said, I have a right to kill you. But you have to say it's a maisu, could be. He knew this son was a nice guy. He knew that he wouldn't kill him. Right? Afilu Nochish, the Mishnah says in the middle of Shmonesra, even if there's a snake around your leg, around your feel nochash karach alikvay on your heel, is lo yafs. Right, the yafsir can mean you shouldn't talk, like you shouldn't call somebody, come and help me, bring the knife. That you're not allowed to say. But avad, you are allowed to walk away or to shake him off your leg, that you're allowed to do. Or to pick him up and throw him away, that you're allowed to. Yikav sotki here is talking, you're not allowed to. Omer Rav Sheshes, lo shonu wa lo nochash, only a snake. And vice versa, the Rishonim Sotei brings down, it's a tame snake, or a snake, you're not afraid he's going to bite. He's not oimit to bite. Abel akro, that's a wild snake like this, oimit to bite right away, then poisik. Then you're allowed to talk in the middle of Shemnesa and tell somebody, come and help me. Like you're not mechuyev to stay there and be bit by the snake. So I'm a sufik, I'm not sure if it's only because akro was a poisonous snake. Could be even if it's not poisonous snake. But it's time to get bit from the snake and I'm mechuyev to stay there. So that alone also you have a head to be masik. Either by a nochesh, stam nochesh doesn't even bite. He's not oimit to bite you. So therefore, you're not supposed to be mafsik and talk. But an akrib is oimit to bite you, then you have a right to talk. As Rashi say, Aval akrib poisik, Rashi v'noitloi lefish, and v'noitloi, you gotta take him away, or could talk, call somebody to take him away. If he's a akrib, the gear says, Muchin la'akrit. He's oimit to bite. Yoise misha nochesh muchin lishach. More than a snake is aimed to bite. So Rashi doesn't say because he's a poisonous snake and the other one's not. It's only that the akrib is aimed to bite more. So you're not mechuyev to get yourself bit, but that you're allowed to call somebody to help you. The more they say, somebody fell into the lion's pit, is aim eden all of shemes. And then you go away, you're not allowed to go back home and tell his wife, you know, I know your husband is mace. You can't be made, your husband is mace. Why? Well, some say, because not zicha, the lions eat him up. You fall into a pit that's full of nechashim, full of snakes. The akrovim, even all of shemes. Then you are allowed to be made that is made. So here you see what even nechashim bite you and kill you. So here it's shver, but that's what's saying, stam nechashim, don't bite. And the other saying, you fall into a pit with us snakes there, you could be made, you can never on zikha, they bit him and they killed him. And the Gemara, Shani Hosom, the Agav Itzitza Mati. As we throw you into the pit and it hurts you, and you hurt the snake, when you come down, you fall on them, and you hurt the snake, so you like bother them, it's for sure they'll come and bite you back. Then it's Kamat Zicha, they'll kill you. Mashenka Vaisos, Nari is not that way. Nari, it's possibly just got finished his supper. And Kanai Nari, after you finish his supper, he doesn't need you anymore. So it's not Zicha, he'll eat you up. Vaisos, but a snake here, we're afraid you bother him, he'll like bite you back, not eat you, but just time to get even on you. Rashi, Ein Midin Alav Loimel Ishtoi Meiz Balcha. If you see the guy fall into the den of lions, you can't go to his wife and say, no, Chloe is his mate. La'atiru not that you get married to somebody else. Pomim. Why? Pomim, Shein HaRoyis Raven. Amor, you caught the lion, but he's not hungry right now. He just got finished eating. V'yein Eichel Meisai, he has no use for you. He won't touch you. Hashem, the Choshem, the Akruvim. Oizir, Oizir, Midin Olav Shemei. Alma, Muad HaNachish Lisha. You see, Chloe do bite. And also, I mean, you see, when they bite, they can kill you. Zichra, Sakonas, the Choshem, maybe they'll kill you. Agadam to Gemara Agad, it's so, Kishinofa Aleya, Vadovka Mezdiku, that when you fall down on them and you hurt them, so then they'll come and hit you back. Mashenkin of your Davni Shemanesu, you didn't touch them. Just they come and you will go around your foot, right? So the Gemara knew that they're not Oymid to bite. And the Chula, this is telling the Teva, if you know the snake is Oymid to bite, so Nabad Yolada, be Mastik and tell somebody to help you. That says it down to Yishalmi. Yishalmi Koma, Dimhoya Nachash Marcia, you see an angry snake. Lovi connect the Toysik. If Yishabo connect to the Kass, he's coming, he's angry at you, then Avada, and Miskavan Nazikot, he's Miskavan to bite you, then Avada, you could stop. But the Gemara's talking about a nice, peaceful snake. At least the Gemara, at least then they knew at least that this snake is not going to won't do anything to you. So in such a case, you have a hitter. Otherwise, not. Right? Come on, Rabbi Yitzchak. Lur Shvorim, if you see axes, is poisik. Then you're allowed to stop in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, stop and call your friends for the gun. You can protect yourself. Tetoni Ravoshia, Marchikim Mishor Tam. You have an axe that even though he didn't hit anybody, he didn't kill anybody, and he's only a tam. Chamisha Mamas, stay away from 50 feet, 100 feet, 50 yams. Or Mishor Muad, or Shor that already killed somebody three times, that's Muad, is Kamol Yenim. Stay away as long as you can see him, stay away from Shor. As a Shor is a dangerous animal. Tona Mishmed Ravneya, Reish Turah B'Tkula. If you see the head of an ox in the dekula the basker is eating, is vice to then he's in a good mood, then he's eating right now, is solat liagra, fast run up to the roof, is shad yadagi metusach, and take away the ladder from the floor, so the shah shouldn't come after you. The Gemara Omar, Shmuel lo bahani mili, when you have to be so much so afraid of a shah, it's only b'shah shachar, a black shah, or b'yayim in eastern time, if they shasotim rakale ben karna. Vice is an eastern time, on a black shah, that's when the sultan is dancing between his horns, so you have to watch out for him. Trashy short time shanogodim. A regular ox, even though he didn't stray and he didn't hit anybody yet, you have to stay away from the 50 yamas. Murid shanoga gimopomim, the dekula sal shtolim by Kevin Barosh of Yechel. Shadi dargyo, lab dafkel, claim he's very men of Harvey. It doesn't ask the mamish, you have to take away the ladder, he can't climb up. The Rashi's bothered by his short, doesn't climb up a ladder. So this means lab dafkel, just means protect yourself, be careful. Since the summer months, the winter ones went away already, and now he finally sees Nisan. The ground is full of tfu again, full of grass. Zachadaiti feels gishmak right now, love. And yet, there's Yetzara. There's a Gavagaivinik right now, and a Kumta Rand Yetzara in Tim right now. So you have to watch out for him. Sarabon, famous Maisa. Maisa b'mokum echot sh'osa sh'hoya orud. It was an orid. Someone says it's a leopard.
It's an iguana.
What? Iguana. Iguana. That is. Listen, see. Is Bahoya Mazik. It was a wild animal. Used to be Mazik Debris. Rashi says orid min hanochish. He came from a snake. The Yatzov. Bor sheniskak smikkan zeim zeh. It's a nochish and a tzov hatashmish together. The Yatzim mishtei morid. Came out this animal between both of them. Someone says it's a leopard. Yeah. Oh, bo diel lel rabchinin ben doisik. Came to tell rabchinin ben doisik what's going on. That this animal is bimazik people. Om Malahem, Herulah Yashurai. Show me the Hur means where he lives, his den. Is Herulah Yashurai, Nosan Akvoy Al Piachuri. Put his heel on top of the Hur, on top of the hole where he comes from. Yotso, so the Orit came out. Noshchein Vit, Rebbe Chanina Ben Doisa. Who may say Orit. And right away the Orit died. Not Luat Seifos, as the Milchomim took this Orit on top of the shoulders. They have Vilu Beis Medish. They brought it to Beis Medish. Om Malahem. Rubini, everybody look clear. Ain orid maimis, it's not this orid, the leopard that kills people. Ela hachet maimis. It's only if you do chatoyim, that's what kills you. It's he's only the shliach of a Kodesh Baruch Hu to kill people. In Mashenke and Chanina ben Doise didn't do any chatoyim when he did him, faket, he got killed himself. His boisa shomru. Oy loy li yodom shekapoga by orid. Oy vay to the person that meets up an orid, as a regular person has chatoyim, then the orid has a koyach to kill you. He doesn't have any chatoyim. Sa'adavavi, he got his English right back. Mashal speaks out. He was this orid came from a nochish, and by norach a nochish, the klala is that he'll bite us and we'll step on his head. So that's the koyach that if we have chatoyim, the nochish has a koyach to bite us. But if we don't have chatoyim, then when you have a koyach to step on top of his head and kill him. So I'm telling you, I think some say for letters. Yeah, Rashi may sorrow, but such another marvel sorrow with Meshach Hasodim, so a cousin may sorrow. But this is the Gemara, what it's not the animals that kill us, it's the chet that kills us. There's a Medrash that once said all about that, the Malach HaMovis. The Medrash said that the Malach, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu first told the Malach HaMovis to be a Malach HaMovis, I don't want to do it. I don't want to be a Malach HaMovis. Everybody's going to hate me. Everybody's going to say, you're the person that kills us. We're going to hate you. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, okay, I'll let you be the Malach HaMovis and nobody will know it's you. I'll give it a shame. Like Amol, the car accident, what he died from, he got into a car accident. What he died from, he got a heart attack. What he died from, he had this, he had this. As people are not going to say it's the Malach HaMovis that killed you, they'll say it's these things that kill you. But really, who kills you? It's the Chet, it's the Malach HaMovis that's killing you. It's just, there's another name for it. But what kills is not the Ovid that kills, it's the Chet that kills. Right. So the Mishnah Maskirin Gvuras Geshamim Tchias HaMesim. We say Masha Beruach HaMorid HaGoshim in the Bruch of Tchias HaMesim. The Sheilah Bebrichas HaShon. The same Talamota, that's a Bakosha, that we say in the middle of Bruch of Bruch HaShon. We'll see in the Gemara why these Bruch is. We have Abdullah b'chenin ados. So it's Shabbos to say Abdullah in chenin ados. Rabbi Kiva Oimra bracha reviews with Niyatsin. He holds no Abdullah is a new bracha by itself. It has no shaykhis to the other brachas. So you have to make a special bracha by itself. We have Lez Oimra b'hoidua. He says a pastor saying in the middle of Moedim, when you thank an Akkadosh Baruch Hu, you have to thank Akkadosh Baruch Hu that we understand the difference between Shabbos and Chol. So it's in your thanking Akkadosh Baruch Hu should be in the brachas of Hoidua of Moedim. Rashi maskirin gvuras geshamim mashav ruach shein a loshin bakosh. It's not a loshin we're asking, el a loshin haskara u'shvach. It's like a shvach to the Yevishda. So it's shaykh to say it in the brichas of Tchias HaMesim. We'll soon see why. For shaylo the same talamot, that's a loshin bakosh. They were asking for talamotar. That's in the bracha of Shon. Ba'adol b'chein adas, my tzoy Shabbos, atochin Antonio. So the more, maskirin gvuras geshamim. My timer. Why do we say it in the bracha of Tchias HaMesim? Since Geshem rain is shokur just like Tchias HaMesim, so think of Kavur with Tchias HaMesim. Therefore, it puts it in the parasha of Tchias HaMesim. And why? That's the Gemara Tainus, so a lot of the whole Balat Gemara there. What's the Indian of Geshem going with Tchias HaMesim? Vashiv Shatas, without Geshem, everything would die. It's the water that keeps things alive. So it's very much the Tchias HaMesim keeping us alive. When we ask the Bakosh, we ask the Kosh Baruch, please give us the rain. Like, we need it. That we should have panosa, my taima omer Rav Yosef mitoch shi panosa l'fikah kovah brichas panosa. When we ask Makosh Rabbah to give us rain, that's for our panosa. We want the farmers that the tefuah should grow well, and with that we'll have panosa. So that's the bracha brichas Hashanim. That's about panosa. We put it there. Havdola b'chenan ados. What's that? Is Havdola is the first bracha of the hadas. My taima omer Rav Yosef mitoch shi chokma kovah brichas chokma. About Tavdola's name of Chochma, the Trashi Mateh Shi Chochma means that Chochma Yodei Lahavdom Ben Kodesh Lechol or Ben Tomel Ator. You have to be a little bit smart, a little bit Chochma, to be able to tell the difference between Kodesh and Chol. So it's with the Chochma we can do it. Therefore, Berachas Atochen Anton, Atochenin we put it. Rabbanan Amri Mateh Shihi Chol Lefika Kavu Berachas Chol. So Loshim Hashanah says Chol means this. This is an Indian of what's Tavdola that now Chol starts. Now the first bracha we start asking for our bakoshes, like bakoshes al b'chol on Shabbos, we don't ask for bakoshes. So the first bracha we start asking for bakoshes al cheldik is at a chenin. So therefore, this is also in the chol we put in the first bracha of chol. The kish is saying the first bracha that's negated to the weekdays we put this Indian of Havdalah there. Omer Rabami, Gidoy lo deya shenitnu betchilas bracha shochel. Is the Indian of Deya, about Chonin HaDos, is the first bracha we ask for, it's right, it's a very important thing to have das. V'yom Ravami, G'dolo Deya to have das is great, Shenitnu Bein Shtei Oisiyas, it's in between two names of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's right, Hashem is made, how important it is to have das. Shenama Kikel Deyos Hashem. V'chomi Shein Bo Deya, person doesn't have Deya, is Os L'Rachim Olof, it's Os L'Rachmanes Onim. Shenama Kiloi Am Vinasu, The Kaiso wasn't the name of Bina. They didn't use their Seichel, they didn't use their Daat. They wanted to avoid the Zoris. They didn't use their own Daat to be Maimon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As I came here, Rechemenu, I say, therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the person that made you, won't have Rachmanis on you. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Daat. And that's what we're greater than a Behemah is because we have Daat. So a person doesn't use that as Daat, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you, so there's no need to have Rachmanis on you. If you don't take care of yourself, we can't have Rachmanis on you. Omer Rebbe Lazar. Godol Mikdash Shenitan Bein Beis Oisius. The same thing. Mikdash is also between two names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenema Pa'alto Hashem, Mikdash Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made on both sides. The Mikdash is a great thing. The Pasha, the Migdash, that's the Mokam HaShchina. And Pasha, how do we realize we have Shchina with Das? That's the Shaykh, is one to the other. With our Das, we could realize there's such a thing as Shchina, and where is the Mokam HaShchina in the Migdash? So these two things, Deya and Migdash, are very important. Riyam Yablaza, Kolodam Shiesh by Deya, Kilu Nivna based on Migdash Biyamu. If you have Deya, that means you have Das to understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So if you think into a Kodesh Baruch Hu with the Shchina, it's as if you have the Shchina here. That's the Inyan of the Beis HaMikdash. Right, the Deya Nitnu Ben Shtay Oisiyos, the Mikdash Nitnu Ben Shtay Oisiyos. That's a tremendous thing. Maskev Lo Rabach Lo Karachino, Rabach Kachino, Yes, the Kasher, Lo Miyato, Abazoy, if anything that's in between two names of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is very important, Abazoy, Gdoy Lo Nikomo, Nikomo should also be very important. Taking revenge should be very important. Shenit no ben shtoy oisiyos. The pasuk puts it between two oisiyos of Hashem. Shenel ma'akel nekomes Hashem. Hashem is a person that takes nekoma. Zechur is not such a good midah nekoma. And here the pasuk puts it between two Hashem's names. Shemashka is a very good thing nekoma. Omalayin no sakachu is a very good thing nekoma. The nilsa miyu gedoli. When it's in its place to take nekoma, when you are supposed to take nekoma, it's a tremendous thing. Bahaino diyama ula. Shtei nekomis alolu. Why does the pasuk say two times nekomis? Lama achas letoiva v'yachas leruah. One is for good and one is for bad. That means there's nekoma that Hashem does to tzadikim, it gives them the tzchar, and there's nekoma Hashem does to rishoyim, it gives them the roilish. And both are good things. Trashi b'nusa mirdelehi. For makim shetzricha nekoma, where does the purpose take nekoma? Then dava gadlu. We'll soon see why. Shtei nekomis alolama. Achas leruah li makim minu akim shle kiblu as a Torah. He was mafkir all the mammon of the goyim and gave it to Klal Yisrael. Shor Shor Yisrael, Shor Shor Yisrael, the Yiddish ox. Shenodach Shor Shalakim is potter. If we shtois the goyish ox, we're potter. Hoifia gila vehifker. When the goyim were not mekabel the Torah, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was mafkir their money to Klal Yisrael. So the Mor says now, what is it? Two times the kumis. One is for good and one is for bad. L'tayva, they say, v'yfiyya ma'aparen. That Kodesh Baruch Hu took away the money from the goyim and gave it to Klal Yisrael. L'roa, they say, kel nekomis Hashem. Kel nekomis v'yfiyya. That when Klal Yisrael, Rishoyim, does bad, that Kodesh Baruch Hu takes back nekomis. The Kodesh Levitamon said that the Indian of nekomis is that the Indian to see Klal Kodesh Baruch Hu, you see Gilu Hashem. The person sees that he does wrong, he does chatoim, and he gets an oynish. And then when a person does Maisim Toivim, a tzaddik gets char back. So that's klo and edus that there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu on the world. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu, when you do Toiv, gives you Toiv. When you do Ra, you get back Ra. So that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu's name is like made on the Kama. Through the Kama, we see klo there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We see klo there's a Mamshala, there's someone looking over us. And when we do good, we get good back. When we do bad, we get bad back. That's right, Kodesh Baruch Hu says watches over us. So as an edus, like the Kodesh Baruch Hu is here. Right, the Kibur Oimer, Oimer, Brocha Rabbis. He also make a special Brocha by itself to say Avdolavim. Omele Rav Shimon Bar Abba, Rabbi Yechani. Michti, Anshik Neses Hagdolo, Tikkun Lehem Yitzchel, Brochois. His Anshik Yitzchel, that was by Ezra and 120 Grace of Tzadikim with Nevi'im were there. But Anshik Yitzchel, they were Mestakin, all the Nusra Brochas we have. They were Mestakin, Tfilois, Kedushais, we have Dolos. They were Mestakin Avdolav also. Let's see how Ezra was Masakin to the Kohen to say Baruch, to say Havdolah. How's the past have a Machlaikis in the Mishnah, three Machlaikis in when you say Havdolah? Either in Chenin Ador, so you make a Baruch by itself, or in Moedim. How was Ezra Masakin it? Omalei betchilo kavu betzvilo. Stack it true. Beginning Ezra Masakin it in Tfil to say Havdolah. But then Heshiru, then Kleistel became rich, he has Kavu ala Kais. So in Masakin then you don't have to say in Tfil anymore, you only say like we do ala Kais. Make Havdolah ala Kais. And before that report, they couldn't afford to have a kais of a yayin. So they masakin just to say it in tefillah. Baita chazvu al kais anu. Then later, Kriyasov became poor again. It's chazvu v'kavu b'tefillah. Then later, they'll kaveim again just to say it in tefillah. The heim amru, but now the locker is hamavdul b'tefillah, so shiyavdul al kais. Now the locker is, even though you mavdul in tefillah, still we have to do it again because we do two. We do two. So now the Terence says that Ezra was first mistaken it to say it in Tfilah. So then they knew. But then there was a whole long period when they were rich, and they only made a Tekonah to say it Bekois. So they didn't say it in Shimon Esra anymore. So now they forgot how the original Tekonah was. So later years, when they were mistaken again to make Havdolah again in Tfilah, they forgot how the first Tekonah was. That's how someone we have a Machlokes, where to say Havdolah. Itmanam, Yom Rabbi Chiba Rabbi Yom Rabbi Yechidim. Amshik Knesset Zagdolah Tiktul Lehem Yisrael Brachot HaTfilot Kedushas Mabdolis V'etchila Kavu B'tfilah V'etchila Rebbe Kaveh to say Havdolah Shmoneh Esrei Hashiru then Kaisa became rich and they could afford to have a Kais with Yayin Kavu Ala Kais. They are Mesakin no more Havdolah Shmoneh Esrei, only Ala Kais. Chazu V'oni then Kaisa became poor again Kavu B'tfilah. So the Kaveh said only in Tfilah. So the Heimomru later the Rabbonim were Kaveh Hamav the B'tfilah, even though it's supposed to have dollar in Tfilah, so she had Ala Kais. That we do. Yet say Havdolah again Ala Kais. If Manami Rabbi Rabbi Yesu Damitabayu Hamavdu b'tfilo Tzorach Shiyadol HaKoyz. You have to say Avdolam again HaKoyz. Oma Rova Oma Svira Nashmet Nehabakasha Toh Lehizka Gvuros Kishon B'tchias HaMesim. If somebody didn't say Masha B'ruach HaMarad HaGoshen in B'tchias HaMesim or else V'shalim B'ruach HaSashonim, he didn't say the same Talam Otter in the winter months is Machzirinus. He has to daven over again. But Havdolah B'chenin Ador, let's say he forgot to say Havdolah in Nizam Shemoneh Esrei, Ein Machzir Adoy say, we don't tell him he has to daven over again. Why? Mifnei Sheyochel Leim Alakos. If he wants to, he could say it again Alakos. So it's Mashmah just if he wants to, he could. But not that he has a Chiyuv to make Havdolah again Alakos. Now the Gemara name Loit Tema, don't say Mifnei Sheyochel, that if he wants to, he could say Havdolah Sheyochel Leim Alakos. Ela Eimah Mifnei Sheyochel Alakos. Because he has to say it Alakos. So therefore, if you get to say Havdolah in Shemoneh Esrei, you don't have to be Chozer, because you have to say it again Alakos anyway. If Manami, Yom Rabbi Yamin Ben Yefes, Eshua Rabbi Yisi, Yes Rabbi Yechni B'tzidin, Yes Mishaylam, V'yamu Lo, Rabbi Shimon Ben Yaakov, Dimin Tzur, Yes Rabbi Yechni. V'yano Shemat, means I heard myself, Dash V'yano Shemat, means Ani Shemati, I heard. But Hamavdo B'tzvilo, and when you make Havdolah in Tzvilo, Sorech Sheyavdol Alakos, Oiloi. What he heard the locker is misupit what the locker is. They do you have to make a dollar again ala kais or not? The Omali, and they told me, Tzorah Shiyad ala kais, yes, you have to make a dollar again ala kais. Even though you said it in Shemoneh Esrei, you have to make again a dollar. Iboilu, Hamavdol ala kais. And this is a case where before you daven Marav, you made a dollar first ala kais. Somebody made a dollar first for some reason. He didn't have a minion yet, the minion person come an hour later, so right now he made a dollar. In such a case, you still have to say Avdolah later when you daven Shemoneh Esrei. Mal, that's the Shalom. Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Kal V'Chayim Avadi, you have to say Mitzvila from Shemoneh Esrei. Or Ma Tzvila, Ma V'Chayim Shemoneh Esrei. Dika Takan Tehi. Dika, first Ezra was Masakna to say Avdolah in Shemoneh Esrei. And we still we say Hamavdu Mitzvila. So Shiyad Alakoyz, even though you were Yoytze, the Ika Mitzvah Avdolah in Tzvila. Still, there's an inyan to say Avdolah again, Alakos. Or Bazai Hamadol Alakos. If you only said Avdolah first, Alakos, you didn't have a marav yet. But saying Avdolah Alakos is the second takon of Ezra. That's not the ikar takon. The last ikar takanta, you only did something that's the second, not the ikar lekoshchein. Avada that later when you daven Shemoneh Esrei marav, Avada you should have to again say Avdolah in Tfilah. Because the first ikar takon of Avdolah was said in Tfilah. So that's pshita. You always have to say it in Tfilah. Just they also the second to say it in Kais. So here where you said our Kais first, you still have to say Avdol in Shemoneh Esrei. Turn Rav Acha Aricha Kaimei the Rav Chinina. Hamavdu b'tvila, if you make Avdol in Shemoneh Esrei, Mishubach Yoyse v'mishu Yagal ala Kais. It's more Mishubach, you're greater, better off, and someone just does it ala Kais. V'yimhivdu b'zur v'zur, if you make Avdol both in Shemoneh Esrei. Now ala Kais, you'll get a big bracha back on your head when you did something very good. For the more agufa kasha to stira. Amat, you just said, Amat do betzvila. Mishubach yoysem and misha yadol ala kais, that you better off than somebody saying Abdullah ala kais. Alma, tzvila lechuda sagi. Mashma just saying Abdullah in tzvila you hold is enough. Because you're saying he's better off than somebody saying Lenin ala kais. Mashma saying in Shemoneh Esrei alone is enough. Well, the Tanya, then you yourself said, Emhib the bezu bezu, but if you make two times Abdullah, in Shemoneh Esrei and ala kais, you look like Rakhaz Arash, you're doing a very good thing. So the Gemara, no, it's a kasha. The chiv on the Norfolk love of Chodo, since you hold Yoytz Havdolah, just in Shemoneh Esrei alone, Habazoi, if the Bechod, if the respot with one, Havdolah, Habazoi, they have a bracha shen etzricha. When he makes Havdolah later, Allah Kais, the chur, it's a bracha shen etzricha. The Yom Rabbi, Temer Rash Lokish, the Yom Rilo Rabbi Yechen, Rash Lokish, Yom Rabbi some say, Eibo, Rabbi Yechen, Rash Lokish, most that together, for an Avorah, bracha shen etzricha. If somebody says a bracha, he doesn't have to say, even though you're saying the Nusach HaBrocha is over Mishum, you're over the Aveira of Lesisa. You're saying Hashem's name is vain. So a lot of Rishonim say there's only with the Rabbonin. The Ikol Lesisa, saying Hashem's name is vain, is just saying Hashem's name by itself. But if you say in the Lashon HaBrocha, since you're saying the Shvach, Bakorish Baruch Hu, that's not a Nisa D'Raisa. it's not only the Rabbanim. Even though the Gemara said Lo Siso, places, a lot of places said it's only the Rabbanim. But the Yerisa, the Raisa would be just to say Hashem's name in vain. But when you're saying in the Lashon of a Bracha, it's not really in vain, because it's still a Shvach to Hashem. But with the Rabbanim, you're not allowed to say it though. You don't have the Chiyuv to make the Bracha, it's in vain now. So if you say Yaitse with Abdullah and Tzvilah, how would the Pasuk say Abdullah second time on a Kais? Elaim Hoch Yetzah Adiz. Im Hibdu Mizu. Lehibdu Mizu. If you only made Abdullah one time, and not two times, then you know why Brachas are Roshi. That's what he owes. You only supposed to say Abdullah once and not twice. Boy Menei Rav Chizda Rav Sheshes. Yes, Rav Chizda from the Sheshes of Lusharlo. Toa Mizu Mizu. He made a mistake in both of them. So what does it mean to both of them? Zei Shver. If he didn't do anything, they didn't daven Shemun Esrei, and they didn't make Havdolah, so Pshita, the Eitzvah is to make Havdolah. So the Rosh says what it means to say is he ate. Hey, the person daven Shemun Esrei, and he didn't make Havdolah. He forgot to make Havdolah Shemun Esrei. And then before he made Havdolah Al-Kais, he went and he ate. He was toying something. The Loch is you're not supposed to eat before you make Havdolah Al-Kais. Ma, what's the Loch? No, it's a Torah. You ate before Havdolah. The Loch and Havdolah. You're not allowed to eat before you made Havdolah. So you made two mistakes from the get Abdullah. One mistake is you didn't say Abdullah Shimon Esrei, and another mistake is you ate now before you made Abdullah Al-Kais. No. The case you did two things wrong, Chayz V'Rosh. In such a case, in this halacha, Chazal was mechayiv you to daven over again, Marav, and say Abdullah in Tzvilah. As if you forget to say Abdullah Shimon Esrei, the answer is, go ahead and make Abdullah Al-Kais, it's okay. But in the case where you did another chet, that you went and ate before you made Havdalah, so now the Rabbanah gave you a kenas, you have to daven Shemun Esrei over again and say Havdalah in Shemun Esrei, and Avad, you have to say again Shemun Esrei Elokais. But if you went and ate before eating, you have this Gzeirah. The Lord so you said you daven Shemun Esrei with Havdalah, the way you're supposed to. Still, the law is you're not supposed to eat before you made Havdalah. Then, let's say you ate, so Avad is no takana. I mean, you can't say daven over again, because the davening was a good davening. Then what you have to do is just go ahead and make Havdalah then. You can't help yourself. But in this case, you made two mistakes. It's like a kanaf, they said you have to cause the rush, you have to daven over, you have to damage Marav again. Can we pass like this? Yeah, right? Well, that's a little different halacha. The case that's brought down, the case the person doesn't have any yarn, he's like an onus, then he's a laddie. That's what you're not mechuyif to starve yourself until Tuesday. Let's say someone doesn't have a kais, then you're a laddie. Here we're talking about the guy who does have a kais. So he was standing in the like, instead of waiting to make Havdalah Kais first, he made a mistake and ate something first. So then Chazal will cancel you at Yafa Dava Marav a second time. But in your case, if you don't have Yain, that's what the Lacha, then you are allowed to eat. There's one kid that says he's supposed to wait. The Lacha, the Achraim says he can't wait till Tuesday, now you can starve yourself. So we only have to wait if you know, with another hour or so, soon you'll get Yain. But if you know Yain is out of town now, it's not coming to you till tomorrow, so you're allowed to eat them without making a dollar.
Why is
it not something that somebody eats before Kiddush? There's an Eitzah here. No, here's an Eitzah. There's an Eitzah here. There's an Eitzah for the Knaas. The Knaas is, you did something wrong with Shemun Esrei. We tell you daven over again. But Kiddush didn't do anything wrong. We can't tell you to do it in the sacrament. Omalei Ravina Rava. Hilchos Samai, on the Rashi on the right side. Hilchos Samai, Hamavdo Betzvina.